What up, everybody? I'm going to initiate a call to action for everyone to donate $1.99 so that you can access the back catalog of the podcast, as well as to help your podcast grow. I'm trying to grow the podcast, and I want to do that with you guys and make it better and brighter and bring you more information. So if you want to access the back catalog and help support me as an artist, I appreciate you. And please donate at anchor.fm underneath Lockdown Universe. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So today I wanted to bring up an interesting topic that I had pulled from an article talking about David Wilcock. And David Wilcock has stated that he had a government informant that told him that they were utilizing sun rays, but sun rays from that would eventually become our future. So let me explain. So basically, he stated that, you know, they have this capability to understand the solar system better than we do, right? They understand the science behind the sun, the science behind how sun rays affect individuals on planets. They can either enlighten them intellectually, physically, spiritually, and that our spiritual energy comes from the sun, right? In any solar system, comes from the sun. Okay, our energy comes from it, the ability to produce plants, life, everything. And the sun changes over time. And those who are knowledgeable with the ethereal understand this, that the sun is the life giver. And so he stated that his military insider told him that the government knows exactly how the sun is going to change. And when it does, what type of power and form of the light will come out of it at that time. And when it happens, we are going to ascend spiritually and physically and emotionally. All planets that have living things on them change and ascend and evolve over time. And that happens with the sun's rays. And so what's really interesting is he states that since they know this, and since they know that this is going to happen, they started to utilize military members and placing them in rooms and then bombarding them with this future light, this future sunlight, basically, that's going to come from the sun. And that when that happens, they found out that it's giving them incredible powers. It's giving them longer lasting life. It's giving them telepathy. It's giving them information that they would never have received any other way. It's changing them in ways that they never thought would happen. And what's really interesting is, basically, that's just a continuation of our evolution, right? We're going to continue to evolve in many ways. Humankind will, over thousands of years, maybe millions, tens of thousands, maybe millions of years, if we make it that long, right? So isn't it interesting to be able to speed up that process now? So now going back kind of to the science aspect of it, you think, well, how can just the sun's rays change us that much? Well, think about this for a moment. Just give this a simple, small thought. That when you plant a seed, right? Let's say you have a garden in your backyard, and you plant that seed, and it starts to grow. And as it grows, maybe the sun has, you know, started to, wherever you planted it, let's say you start to shade that area. Okay, that plant will continue to grow to some degree, but the unshaded plant that you have next to it, the plant that's getting all the sun, all the benefits, all the nutrients of the sun, as long as it's getting the water and same nutrients as the shaded plant, it will continue to grow much, much faster and evolve much faster, and then maybe even be able to sprout a vegetable. And within that vegetable, it can create seeds that will then allow it to reproduce and even evolve even further as it continues to reproduce and reproduce and reproduce. We continue to evolve more and more. Now, that shaded plant might not even reach the maturity level to reproduce. It may not even produce a large enough piece of vegetable to reproduce. So, if you think about it, we don't have to have a scientific degree. We can simply use our layman's terms, layman's thoughts, to understand this process and to understand that the more energy you receive from the sun, the more evolved you're going to be in it. And if the sun evolves in its different patterns or energy pattern, the more evolved the planet will become. So, but we don't have to just rely on thought processes. You know, David Wilcock is stating this. I mean, it's pretty fascinating. I don't know what you think, but I've thought about this a lot in different ways. I mean, think about the difference between an area of the planet, right? Let's just talk about area of the planet and how much sun it receives. Think about the area around the equator and the really hot portions of like Asia or even Cuba or, you know, even South America. Think about all the different types of life that are able to survive in those areas. Think about Africa, in the really hot areas. Yes, there are deserts, but there are also amazing fruits, vegetables, plants, animals that can survive there, that are created there because of they basically have more availability to the sun year-round than some of the northern hemisphere, or maybe some of the far southern hemisphere. Right now, in the northern hemisphere, in the U.S., we're going into winter. Most people are inside. We can't evolve, you know, and go outside and be who, you know, we would want to be without the sun being there, right? I mean, the sun's there. Everybody's out having a great time, enjoying themselves, learning, commiserating, socializing, evolving spiritually through conversation. You can't do that when you're stuck inside and it's gray out every day. It doesn't work, right? We kind of regress, recess, and even hibernate. Even bears do this, right? They hibernate through the winter and they don't evolve. They live, they survive, but they don't evolve. So this sun factor really makes sense in a scientific aspect. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought it was really interesting when we talk about all this different tech and we talk about all this different stuff. But when it comes to something as simple as evolving some of the sun's rays and then bombarding, you know, individuals, yeah, there could be, you know, the question of radiation, right? Too much radiation could kill someone. Too much radiation could have harmful effects. And we know that from just our own sun. But if we can manipulate the rays and then replicate them, and then use it in a scientific setting where, you know, maybe one individual gets a certain amount of these rays and another individual gets another amount, a larger amount maybe, and see what the optimal amount is, it would be fascinating to see if that could be used on a global scale. You know, we know that sun reduces depression, right? More people get seasonal affective disorder in the winter months than any other months, right? It's just because of the seasons, because it gets darker, it gets cold, it gets gray, it gets depressing. So keeping that in mind, you know, they've manipulated and used technology for light. And you can buy sun lamps online and you can get, you know, they're supposed to reduce your depression during that time, help you evolve spiritually and emotionally, right? Which can help you evolve physically. So it's all part of the same piece of the pie, the same pie, right? It's just more of it. So I'm excited. I'm excited to find out more about this and learn more about this and hopefully utilize it. You know, when I'm sick, if I'm like able to, and I'm not like super sick, I can't get out of bed, but like when I was sick this summer, I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit in the sun and I'm gonna soak up all of the vitamins that I can. And I literally sat out there and just sat for like 2 hours. I'm not kidding you, 2 hours You think, oh, you get sunburnt. Oh, don't do that. Da 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 da. Never got sunburned. Granted, you can. And I felt really good afterwards. Nice and warm. I felt like my body was soaking in the nutrients. I felt like my body was healing itself. And I feel like there is a lot of beneficial powers to light in general. Not even our sunlight, but like blue light. They've talked about in scientific reports that blue light is a healing light. And even in some of these alien abductions, blue light and certain other lights have been shown or have been reported to heal individuals while they're on these ships. So really fascinating stuff. I'm going to leave it at that. I could go on and on and on, but just give you a little nugget to chew on and hope you enjoy it. I do have another podcast that's interesting, talks about an amazing event, kind of a horrifying event that happened at an Air Force base back in the 80s. And we're going to talk about it and talk about which species was the culprit and what happened to some of our high-ranking officials during this attack. So I hope you guys are staying safe, taking care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care, and Locked On Universe is out.